We'll now go to House Bill 1035, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of remote banking services. A proponent.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Roger Novotny, the director of the Division of Banking. Just a little bit of history before I go into some of the specifics on this. First of all, remote service banking, I'm not sure how many of you have ever heard of that. I know I hadn't until I started with the Division of Banking, and we're actually talking about ATMs, so we all know it's automated teller machines. And this particular series of statutes were passed back in 1976, and I tried to put my frame of mind back in 1976 how many ATMs were actually around, and I can't remember very many. You know, I mean, you'd have to drive a long ways. Maybe there might have been a couple in Sioux Falls. So we're looking at some pretty old statutes here that probably are so outdated that they need to be have a look at it by you folks. So, the ATM statutes were originally passed in 1976. Obviously, the automated teller machines were in their infancy at that point in time, and business has changed an awful lot, as we all know, since then. Since 1996, national bank ATMs have been completely deregulated. So national banks do not have to register their ATMs with anybody, unlike our state charter banks who register them with the Division of Banking. National banks have, like we do, federal regulations concerning electric fund transfers and ATM transactions. In fact, there's quite a bit of statutory schemes on the federal level to protect consumers, including the Electronic Funds Transfer Act and Regulation E, which is the Electronic Funds Transfer section of the Electronic Funds Transfer Act, and the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act of 1999, and the Expedited Funds Availability Act and Regulation CC. So, like most things, there's a bevy of federal law that would protect consumers when it comes to ATMs. In essence, what we're proposing and would like to have your consideration taking a look at is repealing most all of the current remote service device statutes and leave in place the definition of what they are, put in a section which would prohibit deposits to be taken by anybody that's not a FDIC insured organization or insured by the NCUA, and we left a section in to say that a remote service device or an ATM is not a branch bank. Other than that, we repealed the whole section. Fundamentally, what's happening, the state banks are filing reports with us in the division. We get the report, we walk over to the file cabinet, and put it in the file cabinet. And in asking the institutional memory of the division, that nobody can remember us ever doing anything with them other than putting them in the file cabinet. So it just seemed like an ugly circle and something that we could get rid of and relieve our state banks of a little bit of a regulatory burden. Be glad to answer any questions.
We will wait. Okay. Any other proponents on House Bill 1035? Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Representative Hunt.
To begin with, I commend you. I wish more government agencies would clean out old files when they get information and they never make any reference to it. I think we could save a lot of filing cabinet space. Thank you for allowing me to make the commentary, Mr. Chairman. I have a question, and I apologize for not being informed on this, but what we're saying in the new section is that only a national bank and the other type of facilities that you've listed here can accept deposits. Now, tell me where in that a brokerage house, for example, would come into play, because I have some clients, they sometimes take checks over and put it into money market accounts in brokerage houses. Where is brokerage house included? And it's probably here, maybe it's underorganized, maybe as you referred to the NCUA. How does a brokerage house continue to take deposits?
Quite frankly, Representative Hunt, I don't know what the answer is to that. Maybe Kurt or somebody would have a...
I can speculate.
Okay. He's got a speculation.
We may need more than just speculation.
Mr. Chairman, Kurt Everson, South Dakota Bankers Association. I think the intent would be there's nothing stopping a brokerage house from taking deposits under other sections of the code. I think we're talking about taking them by means of a remote, an ATM. And I don't know whether brokerage houses typically deal with their customers via ATMs or not. I don't know. I don't know that they're included here, and it doesn't preclude them from taking deposits another way.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask.
Yes, you may.
Well, as I read this, it says no person other than a bank may accept deposits by any means. So this talks to me of more than ATMs.
I guess I need to read that.
If there's some other section, then we should say except as provided in SDSCL, whatever.
Including, yeah. Mr. Chairman, I stand correct. It does say including through the use of remote service units, so it doesn't just say that's the only means, so I stand corrected.
Please understand, I'm not arguing with what you're doing here. I just want to make sure we're not inadvertently excluding some place that does take deposits.
Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hunt, I share your concern. I think we have to include finance companies here. We have a couple family-owned finance companies back in my district, and they do accept deposits. And this language says no person other than a national bank. I applaud the agency for wanting to clean up their bills. I share your concern that this is overly broad. I think it would have a negative effect on family-owned finance companies. Thank you.
Representative Waldenson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that in this situation, as I understand it, this is how the law is set up now. And so the department is just trying to, you know, clean up their language on there. In regards to Representative Hunt made reference to a broker. If it's a registered representative, then they come under the auspice of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they're regulated through, you know, their laws and their rules, which being a registered representative, I can tell you, are probably more stringent than what we're dealing with on these. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Brown, did you have a comment? He's got a question, but he doesn't have a question.
I will ask the question. If I may ask this question, is what we're trying to do is regulate the ATM?
Come up to the podium here.
Deposits through ATMs, is that what this statute is attempting to do?
That's right. We're trying to make sure that when deposits are made, they're made to a federally insured organization.
Through the use of an
ATM. So that the consumer will be protected, and it just won't go into a privately owned ATM and disappear. So we want to make sure that when somebody makes a deposit, you can make deposits into some bank ATMs. And we want to make sure that any deposit that is given goes into somebody that's insured by the FDIC.
Other than this statute, is there any place else in the books that would regulate the use of ATMs?
Not that I'm aware of. There's probably some inferences in some of the laws, but I'm not aware of any, Representative Browns.
So what we're trying to do, and I was rereading based on Representative Hunt's question, the language on that last line, may accept deposits by any means, including through the use of remote service units. If the language was changed, for instance, to may accept deposits through the use of remote service units, would that clarify the situation? When we're talking about financial institutions such as Representative Elliott brought up, I'm familiar with what he's talking about. They don't use an ATM through that family-owned, but they do accept deposits. Are we trying to focus just on the use of ATMs and deposits through ATMs?
That's right. That's correct. I think I was looking at that too. If you took out the word including, and by deposits and by any means including, left that off, would that seem to get us to where we need to be?
Representative Hunt.
remote service units means an ATM under the definition. Yeah.
Pardon? Okay. I guess we'll do that at this time. Unless maybe there's, have we asked for proponents? I don't think, opponents, have we? Let's go with opponents first, if there is any opponents. Are there any opponents? If not, we'll close for committee discussion and or action, I guess. Representative Brown, did you have?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to, thinking I should move the bill first and then, okay, I'd like to move the, an amendment on the bill.
Okay.
On line 9 of the bill, strike the words by any means, comma, and the word including.
Is that it? The amendment would be to remove the words by any means including. So it would read, may accept deposits through the use of remote services.
I second that.
And the amendment's been seconded. Any comments on the amendment? If the proponents got any comments, I would allow that, I guess. Okay. Any comments on the amendment? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The amendment has been approved. Motion to move do pass as amended. Seconded by Representative Schaefer. Any comments on the motion? Any comments on the motion? If not, the secretary will call the roll.
Baumgarten?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Payne?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Kroger?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Street?
Aye.
Williams?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
DeSiebert?
Aye.
Unanimously.
Passed unanimously as amended. Motion to move consent by Representative Rounds. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Kruger. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It'll be on consent.